Alyeska Pipeline Service Company's new president, Tom Barrett, today told legislators that the biggest problem facing the Trans-Alaska Pipeline is the low volume of oil being shipped from the North Slope. Designed to deliver up to 2 million barrels of oil per day, it is now carrying a little more than 600,000 barrels. Barrett and members of his staff specifically addressed the most recent oil spill on the line that began January 8th. Barrett says low oil flow is an emergency.
I'm looking at my flow model, and I'm thinking how long it takes to bring oil online, a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years for maybe interior fields, 10 years if your regulators will let you offshore, and I'm not liking it. And I'm not seeing that kind of urgency, the do whatever it takes. And by the way, if it turns out that the oil rigs are getting in each other's way up there, well, back down and say we did too much. I don't sense that.
Betsy Haynes, the oil movement's director for Alyeska, explained the effects of low volume in the line. She says TAPS was designed to handle warm oil and to carry that oil for shipment relatively quickly. But at current low flow rates, it is taking 15 days for oil to get from Pump Station 1 to the terminal at Valdez, and that leads to the problem.
It's very clear. Lower flow, longer transit time, that barrel of oil is in the system for many more days, and when it starts out at pump station 1 at a lower temperature, which it has done over the years, it is going to cool down over the 800 miles. It's a fact. It's physics. We are not going to change that. And with the cooling oil, lower turbulence, water can drop out of that line. Water has become our number one enemy with the lower temperatures that it's seeing in the winter and the wax.
Barrett had been president of Alyeska 1 week when the January 8th oil spill occurred. He says the dedication of the company's staff, their grit, he called it, got the line back in operation much quicker than originally anticipated.